This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
$20 puts a brand new coat on a child in need. Once again, we've teamed up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters for Coats for Kids. The goal, 2,500 brand new coats for kids in need. $20 puts a brand new American-made coat on a kid. Don't forget, if we can hit $6,900 in donations by tomorrow at the end of the show, Taryn Daly at Live Night will sing Father Christmas from the Kings.
And she doesn't want to.
Live on stage. So let's get that number. Donate what you can. $5 helps. $10 helps. Anything will help. Just head to KISW.com. Okay, your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, a first time for a few emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Jump right to the birthday emails. Hola, guys. I'm giving myself a birthday shout-out because my friends, if they sent in a request, they probably forgot. But my birthday always falls on a day off or leap year. Happens, and it's not on a Monday through Wednesday. So give me a traffic jam, Jimmy, a Vince Neil, a story is a script, an uh-oh lookout, and a here comes the dope pusher. Thanks, guys. Been listening to your show since day one in 2006 on The Rock when you were on after Howard Stern left. Happy Thanksgiving from A.A. Ron, the HVACer, part of the Miles, the Bus Riding Dog fan club.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Uh-oh, look out.
Here comes the dope pusher.
Patel's, my amazing, lovely wife, Lori, is 34. Want to wish her a very happy birthday. Her smile and joy light up my world. So could you make her happy with some green beans and then talk all over yourselves about your favorite sea creatures? Thanks, guys. That from Kelly.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Cha.
Probably
a secret trail with the octopus.
Or the octopus.
I just
think
they're an alien.
The most super smart
bugs.
I just want to stay there.
I
don't
know. I
can see them at a distance.
I won't be able to control my bowels.
Horseshoe crap.
All the tools, this is maybe the fourth time my birthday has not been on a weekend or too close to Thanksgiving to get a shout-out. So I'm about to head home, get stoned, and absolutely crush this new brisket entree from Chipotle. I guess they got brisket now. Real quick, Thrill has mentioned not knowing if a name is associated with a Greek or Roman god. An easy tip is if it's also the name of a planet, it's a Roman god, including Uranus, a name taken from Uranus, the Greek god of the sky?
Yes.
So, how about Coach Ted hyping me up for feeling stagnant in life in my mid-30s. I'm 34 today. And the dirty Germans talking about whatever they want. Maybe some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys. Love the show. I've been listening to you guys for something like 18 years. Keep it up. That from Ricardo in Maltby.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you want from the dirty Germans?
Talking about whatever they want.
Oh, whatever we want, and let's talk about the downstairs part of everyone's body. Preferably the backside. You know, we talked about a woman earlier today who had her stitched up. And when I found that out, I got rid of her number.
Yeah, you know, in certain parts of the world...
I ghosted her, yeah.
So you get to play around back there. And you talk about some real backside brisket.
Yeah. Backside brisket.
All right, Miles, he's 34, and he says he getting a burrito or a burrito bowl.
I got the Chipotle brisket entree, which I'm assuming is a bowl.
All right. I respect that move. Coach been known himself. Birthday or not, get a little stir. Get a little dry mouth. Get a little stone. You got that burrito bowl. I think it hangs out a little longer than the burrito. So, yeah, go home. Hit the backyard. Fire up the bowl. Then come in and dominate.
All right, Ricardo, here you go. Guys, I don't know if you knew this, but I once had a brain-eating amoeba.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Died from hunger.
Oh.
Here's an update, newsflash. Today, I joined the DNA.
The DNA? What is that?
The National Association of Dyslexia. At a job interview, I was asked, do you have any pets? I said, yes, I have a goldfish. Any hobbies? I said, yes, he likes swimming.
I mean, what else would he do?
Ted, what is the award for Dentist of the Year? What do they get? Dentist of the Year.
The Dentist of the Year. Nobel Teeth?
It gets a little plaque.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you know that Spider-Man has a coat made entirely of Mediterranean flatbread?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Spider-Man
has an entire coat made of Mediterranean flatbread.
Pita?
It's a pita parka.
A pita parka. All right.
I talked to my neighbor this morning. He said he couldn't afford his water bill.
Oh, yeah?
So I gave him a get well card.
Get a well.
Yeah, well jokes.
Get well.
Mm-hmm. You don't have well jokes?
No, I'm an idiot. When Taryn moved up, she said, we're getting a well. And I said, aren't you worried about snakes? She said, why am I worried about snakes?
Yeah.
I said, when you bring up the bucket in the well,
oh, Lord.
Might be full of snakes. She was like, you think we're going to have a well with like a bucket? I was like, I mean, look, I don't know. I grew up in the city. You don't know anybody that's on a well.
Mm-hmm. Dear Spencer Obama, buddy Earl is making his 54th trip around the sun. He is a farrier. Horseshoes?
Yeah.
Can we please get your penis?
It's fabulous.
It's too small. Bong Rip and the Dirty Germans talking about shoeing horses. Thanks, guys. Lots of love from Jennifer, John, Aaron, and Lydia.
Yeah, you know, in Deutschland, we try not to call it shoeing horses. We just like to say, hey, give Jenny her shoes back.
Yes, you know, it's a woman with the big teeth.
Yeah.
Sweet old sir, it's the horse ladies.
Yeah.
It's all over Bavaria. It's awesome. And they have great shoes.
Yeah, Bavarian horse ladies.
So you ever smelt the backside of a horseshoe?
Mm. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, time to get a contestant online for your guess is as good as mine. Call now 206-803-ROCK as we wait for a contestant, a couple extra emails. Subject, the Trans-Siberian Show. Just heard Ted's stage announcement. Good to see you, Ted. That from Angry Andy.
Oh, what's up, Andy?
How did that go, man? We're
good.
People excited to see you.
Yeah, man. I mean, we got a nice little pop there. And then when I got off stage, a couple people. I can't remember was it Randy that said he was going to be in the fourth row on Friday? He texted in.
Or Roger or something.
Right, I saw him right away. He was like, what's up, dude? And then, you know, some people, I always like, just the people are just like, hey, Ted, like, just keep, you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Awesome.
Right? To me, that's always a nice compliment.
Awesome.
You said that when you were introduced, you even explained to the guy, the Ted Smith with two E's, and he just went with the Ted Smith.
Yes. The band is very professional. He sees a lot of radio DJs. He didn't seem too impressed, but the female singer and the other guy backstage was like, well, my name's Ted Smith. I had to do something for it. He's like, all right.
The Ted Smith.
Okay.
He was in a Ted's dude.
You did get a Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can. They have the big ones.
I did. They sell them now at Climate Pledge Arena.
Okay, good news. Gentlemen, the subject is Tombstone. Just got done listening to the podcast from Friday. Was stunned to hear so much TV time talk about Tombstone because I grew up there. Now, the house I lived in was across the street from the OK Corral. And damn, was that place and that town haunted. If you don't believe in spirits, just spend some time in the Birdcage Theater when it's empty. Your skin will crawl. As a kid, Tombstone was boring as hell with nothing to do. But now as an adult, I appreciate the escape from city life when I can get back home. Small world hearing Ted bring up the town. Thank you guys for all the laughs each day. Your show truly makes the week better. Cheers, guys. That from Casey. A couple more.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people have asked me about that show. It was a good show.
What do we got? Popcorn. Dudes, a few weeks back, I'm catching up on the Odyssey app. A guy called in who said he had a movie theater popcorn machine in his home.
Yeah.
He mentioned the secret to make it taste like movie theater was some salt in an orange container. Shown below is the stuff he's talking about, and you can order it right on Amazon. If you do get some, I advise using it sparingly. You can always add more, but you cannot take it once you overdo it. Dude was right. This is the secret to movie theater popcorn at home. Shred on, gentlemen. That from the real James P. Sullivan. And the name of the product is, Flora something rather. Either way, it comes in a box.
Flora something.
I can't read it because the picture's too small. But either way, if you see the square rectangular box.
Oh, yeah, I got no chance of reading that.
That looks like it's probably a little bit cancerous, so to speak. All right, time for All Your Guess. It's as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes. And you're out, Steve, who is our contestant. Ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my brother.
Hola. Gary, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Are you ready to go on this one?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What do we want?
Gary, we have the top 10 Thanksgiving foods. There are people who meticulously plan their Thanksgiving menu several weeks in advance. Everyone else, well, I'll see you at the grocery store on Wednesday night. But either way, most of us are having the basics. And a new poll asked people what they're planning for their Thanksgiving table. And believe it or not, almost 20% of the population, they don't do anything for Thanksgiving. A lot of those people work.
Sure.
A lot of the people just don't celebrate the holiday. But either way, we have the most popular food. These are not sides. They're, Gary, they're everything.
Okay.
All right. So we have the most popular.
Everything.
Okay. Are you want to go with what Americans plan to eat for Thanksgiving or the best countries in the world for tourism?
Wow, you know what? Let's go with Thanksgiving because it is Thanksgiving. I'd love to go to the countries, but yeah, let's go Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Feel in the holiday spirit.
All right, Gary, you know how the game is played. Get as many correct in said category before three strikes and you're out. Once you name the food, we will all chime in a little bit to see if our table will have these items on them as well. All right, so what is your first guess?
Turkey, of course.
Turkey is number one there, Gary. 84% of people plan to have turkey on the table during Thanksgiving.
We're doing turkey. We're just doing the turkey loin. Just the four of us.
Okay. Yeah.
It's quicker. It's easier. Not cooking that thing all freaking day.
I said in the past, too, when it's just been a small crowd, I've done just the chicken.
Yep. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Mike, you said you were going to smoke a breast as a test run and then give it a shot on Thursday?
No, I'm just going to smoke a breast for the wife and I a little bit later.
Okay. So you are having turkey, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I am not.
What are you eating?
I'm eating Maryland crab cakes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you ordered those.
Trying to make it a little bit different this year. Yes. All right, Gary, you're one for one. Turkey is number one. 84% of people plan to have that.
Number two would be ham.
Ham is 32 on the list.
Wow.
I'm sorry, number 12. with 32% of the population.
Wow. I feel like the ham shows up with the turkey at Christmas.
I actually bought a little ham for Thanksgiving.
So you are going to have ham?
Well, we were at the grocery store again, and I just saw it sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to glaze this
bitch. Sad little ham.
Yeah, a little sad little.
That is great.
Ham and turkey, too.
That's great for sandwiches later on.
That was part of my thinking, honest to God.
Okay. All right, listen, man, I think we got to focus down on the tried and true, right? So we have turkey. You got to look at mashed potatoes, stuffing, sweet potatoes.
Of course. Yep. I'm going to go with the dressing, of course.
Stuffing. Number five. 64% of people plan to have stuffing on their Thanksgiving table. I do as well, but mine will be stovetop. I just think it tastes good.
It does.
Mashed potatoes.
Number two, Gary. That is number two. Almost 70% of the population plan on having mashed potatoes.
I will be having mashed potatoes.
On the table. I as well. Haven't quite determined if I'm going to go instant or real. This would be the one time of the year where I should go real.
Yeah, we bought pretty much everything we need Sunday.
Okay. Ted, mashed potatoes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mike, mashed potatoes?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Miles, also, man, you could look at some of those Bob Evans and stuff. They make, like, pre-made ones of, like, chives and garlic.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, you're right. I know exactly. It's right near where the brisket is.
Oh, yeah, those are good, yeah.
And, you know, the
right by the meat.
The pre-made pork products.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you buying meat? You probably want this.
All right, Gary, you got 3 of the 10, turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing. You have one strike with 2 strikes remaining.
I'm going to take a leap with the ugly green bean casserole.
Number 7, 49%. That will not be on my dinner table.
No. If I get any, Mike, I'm giving it to you.
Not allowed in my house. Don't even bring it.
See, my table, the place I'm going.
You'll be denied access.
Somebody will make it.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough. Yeah, I just know I'm not going to make it. Like, if you brought it over, fine. Eat it. Enjoy it. Or if I knew people loved it, I would make it. But
do you eat any of your onion toppings over the weekend?
Yes. I had crock pot, pulled apart some pork, and then added the onions on top.
You know what? Okay. I actually bought some of those yesterday. We were at the store. It was in a little bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, man? I'm grabbing one of these.
Gary, you're correct. With green beans, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and turkey, you have one strike against you. There are 6 more of the most popular things we will eat for Thanksgiving on the list.
Well, pumpkin pie is going to be in there, of course.
Pie is number 4. Whether it be pumpkin, apple, or whatever you prefer, yes, 67% of Americans will be eating pie as their dessert.
They're going to have rolls as a side, too, I'm sure. Dinner rolls.
Number 3.
Whatever kind.
Number 3. That thing
yeah, they are.
High on the list. 68% of people will have bread or rolls for Thanksgiving.
Does anyone eat cake at Thanksgiving? You know, it's always pies. I've never heard anyone say, like, oh, for dessert, someone's cake. Cake. Mm-hmm. Cake, yeah.
Okay. My granddaughter wanted to make cake for Thanksgiving, and I said, what about pie? And she said, oh, I forgot. I was like, oh, she forgot about pie.
Gary, you're correct with number 1, turkey. Number 2, mashed potatoes. 3, bread and rolls. 4, pie. 5, stuffing. And 7, green beans. There are 4 items remaining on the most popular things that people eat on Thanksgiving here in America.
I would think gravy's got to be on there.
Yeah, I was going to mention gravy.
Number 6.
Of all kinds.
Okay, you've got the top 7. Gravy, 63%. How is that not higher if you have mashed potatoes?
That's 30%. What I'm saying, man.
It's got to be like 95%.
It should be right there with it.
Yeah. I mean, with the stuffing, with
where was gravy
else?
On that list, Miles?
7. Gravy was number 6.
All right.
But gravy is only 63% of people doing it. Which, to me, that's the glue that brings it all together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gary, you have 3 sides remaining.
Did I mention the cranberry sauce?
You have not.
Well, let's mention the cranberry sauce and take a gamble.
That is number 9. 46% of Americans will have cranberry sauce on the table. 2 remaining. 2 strikes left, Gary.
Okay, so I'm looking at my pantry as I'm standing outside, and I'm thinking, there's nothing in here that I haven't already mentioned. So I'm going to go take a wild shot with a baron of beef or an alternative type.
An alternative meat, you mean?
Oh, these are all the remaining ones, Gary, are sides.
Yeah, let's stay away. We're good on meat.
Sides,
yeah.
Okay.
How about mac
and cheese, then? Let's go with sides. Let's see.
Mac and cheese?
Sweet potatoes.
I'm gonna say mac and cheese because that's a staple Definitely.
Oh, number, no, it's not.
Number 11.
Oh, so
it
close.
Just almost made the top 10. 34% of people will have macaroni and cheese, though. All right, Gary. There are two sides remaining. You have one strike left. Ted has mentioned this.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes are on the list. They are number 8.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very
right.
good. 48% of the population. Now, Gary, I'm going to give you a hint. If you've listened to the show in the last week, Ted has brought up the fact that he normally makes this side dish one time a year in slathered butter.
Oh, no. I had heard this, too, and my mind is going blank because of the Men's Room IPA. Let's see.
It's not a bad reason, though.
Yeah. I'm going to... buttered. Slathered in butter.
Slathered in butter.
Well, we already have number 5.
Stuffing is on the list.
What?
What do you make once a year?
I don't even know this one.
Is this a sausage? Is this the sausage stuffing that you add extra butter to?
No, no. Stuffing's covered.
That's right, we did cover stuff.
Even Ted looks confused.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what he made either.
Oh, I buy it and microwave it. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You think of it as a summertime food, it's a Thanksgiving staple for me as well.
Corn, I'm going to guess. I would guess corn, man, slathered in butter.
Oh, it's corn on the cob. It's got to be.
Okay.
Corn.
That is correct. 41% of Americans plan to eat corn. Here's your top 10. Corn, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, stuffing pie, bread and rolls, mashed potatoes, and turkey. Those are the top 10 most popular foods. Almost making the cuts. Macaroni and cheese was number 11.
What about deviled eggs?
Ham was number 12. I cannot believe that's not on there. Brussels sprouts came in.
Yeah.
At number 13.
I hope there's deviled eggs.
Me too.
If somebody texted that in earlier, I'm like, I need to add that to my Thanksgiving dinner.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To the Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come on, just minutes. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A health warning has been issued for fake perfumes that could contain human urine.
Human urine.
Human urine.
Well, does it smell good?
I suppose it depends on what they drank. I feel like I could get a little perfumey if I've had too much coffee.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Aren't a lot of perfumes made out of weird crap anyway?
The stomach lining of the whale or something like that. You know, ambergris and all that.
Maybe I'll just give myself a spritz in the morning then.
Oh, gosh.
Well, if you use urinals, like you've had spray back.
Right?
Yeah, that for sure.
And I think, the elk actually does that.
Like pees on itself,
you
right?
bet. Like it's an aphrodisiac for, you know, the lady elk.
Hey, let's not kink shame.
Ted, your shins smell great.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
What is that?
What is that?
Urine by Fabergé.
That is an amazing
actually,
musk.
It wouldn't be urine. It'd be like, urine. Picture Johnny Depp, you know, walk through the desert with his guitar.
Urine.
The you.
He hasn't washed those pants in a month.
Oh, God. I call this new one, urinal.
This one's the last few drops.
Available at Macy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, mean.
Try this.
Right? We could have one also called cakes.
Oh, cakes. God. A new survey found that Louisiana has the highest STD rates nationwide.
They typically do.
Mm.
For whatever reason, that's been steady for years.
What do you mean, whatever reason?
Well, it's been steady for years.
Laying it down, brother.
God.
I mean, maybe if everybody's got it, you're like,
maybe
what the
it's
hell?
The humidity.
Oh, who yeah, knows? Dude. Yeah, it's too humid down here to be wearing that jacket.
God, I really don't like the cold.
God. Got all
likes,
your
likes a warm, moist environment.
You got Louisiana, Mississippi, Alaska, South Dakota, Georgia, Alabama.
Alaska proves that wrong.
The Carolinas, Arkansas, and New York.
Hmm.
So, SEC football.
There you go.
New York
and
Alaska.
Yeah.
We're good here.
Gonna get pregnant in STDs. Let's go. Big news, forecasts are
y'all come down here for them STDs? No. But what's up?
But why not? Big news, forecasts are warning of possible winter storms over the Thanksgiving holiday.
You mean like wintertime?
Exactly.
It would be bigger news if it were, say, May.
Right. And even if we were a little bit earlier into November, I can understand that. But it's almost the last day of November for Thanksgiving. Like, we're practically December at this point. Yeah, winter's coming.
You know what? We already got ours. It's time for other people.
Right.
Right.
We've already dealt with it. You know, you have fun.
That's the thing.
Have fun now.
We got the cyclone, man, but we didn't get winter yet.
Not winter, but winter in this area to me, depending where you live, still not a lot of snow.
You have a half a million people without power.
Right.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's
for days.
We've had snow before on Thanksgiving, though.
Yes.
I'm sure we have. I just don't, but it's not the norm.
And I feel like we do, for the most part, stay relatively dry, quote unquote, as far as snow's concerned here during the winter times. But there's just those random winters where it's like, F it, and it just dumps down. Like, you guys remember our 50th anniversary show? It snowed like hell that night. I was so glad to have the rest of the time off.
Yeah. Mike and I were talking about it in the office last week. It snowed a ton that weekend.
Yeah. I didn't know if I was going to make it home.
Yeah. So my barometer when I lived on Capitol Hill was the corner store and the weed store. By the second day, they were both closed.
Like, oh my God.
Panic it was set bad. In.
That was your Waffle House.
Yeah.
It was bad. Speaking of which, can't escape the fact that it is indeed the Thanksgiving holiday week. And as much as we inform the hosts and the cooks of the do's and don'ts of the upcoming holiday, I think we should do a little bit more to inform their incoming guests.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things polite people don't do at Thanksgiving. Well, I guess polite people aren't me, because polite people probably don't sneak glances at Cousin Jimmy's busty wife's bust. Polite people probably don't stand too close to the hostess as she's bending over, taking her hot rolls out of the oven. Polite people probably don't ask if they can show you how you make your extra special gravy. And polite people probably don't ask your college-aged daughter where she would like to put the wishbone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thank you, VD. You guys ever had that guy at Thanksgiving? I don't know who it would be. Like, there's everybody's got an uncle or an... It's always the uncle. It's never your dad. It's the uncle.
But he's probably somebody's uncle. So when he goes there...
To say inappropriate things...
Say inappropriate things.
Unfortunately, it was my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So these are the...
Every year, he'd something just like, oh, hey.
Right. Can we not?
Yeah.
Does that have to be said now? Thank you. These are 10 things polite people don't do at Thanksgiving, and they actually gave them all names. And number 10, the Kitchen Commando. Says you should offer your help to your host to clean up the mess, but if they decline your offer, believe them. Respect the host's wishes. If they say they don't need help, don't insist. I'll put this rule out there. If you're not helping in the kitchen, stay the hell out of it.
Yeah. Stay out of the kitchen.
Yep. I'll also say this. There's enough dishes that need to be done. You know, some people like to bring out their nice stuff, and that's fine. But if you go to someone's house and they have just like coronet or whatever, just make it easy for them. Throw it away.
Yeah.
So like no one needs like, you know, the fine china or anything.
We always did that.
Well,
it's
all just
the
about
china.
The food for me.
I agree with you. But, you know, the hosts, especially the actual hosts, they're dealing with making Thanksgiving happen.
Right.
Say your hellos, get the hell out of the kitchen, grab a drink, watch football, and socialize with the other members of the family.
Who wants a shot?
Get out of the kitchen. That's right. Yep. You know what? Be the shot commander. You're damn right.
The shot commander.
Take over something else.
That's right. That is exactly right. Look out for
No, I mean, you're right. Just like, yeah, listen, man, I want to have a drink with you, but like, just stay out of the kitchen for right now.
Right. I am trying to time this damn thing out, and everything is on a thin needle on where I can do this.
Right.
Like, yeah, I have also, no wiggle room.
Don't bring a dish that you're that you show up and go, I need your crock pot.
Yeah, no.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just bring a bottle of Fireball. For whatever reason, Thanksgiving and Fireball, in my mind, go hand in hand.
Well,
it's just,
of course.
It's just Fireball. We're not going to be messed up. Come on, it's Fireball.
Look out for the overplater. It says, look at the dish and the number of people who will be sharing it. Avoid an overloaded place. Pace yourself. The same goes for your alcohol consumption. There's a lot of food on the plate. You can go back for seconds. Make sure everybody gets some.
But here's my thing about the alcohol consumption. I'm going to eat enough food to absorb a lot of this alcohol.
Correct.
That's my working theory. It's never actually proven to be true, but right. That's my working theory.
I will also say that if you're going to visit somebody's place and you intend to get messed up, bring your own bottle.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, good call.
Don't just trash somebody's reserve of beer, alcohol, whatever, wine.
But they always give you a look like when you're sitting there with the bottle of Jack Daniels on your lap.
No, I brought this for me.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing, right. You know.
Well, then, in that case, bring them too.
Well, you guys have seen my little old school Playmate cooler.
Yeah.
I just show up with that thing full packed to the brim with light beers.
There you go.
Mine also has no one to leave. What time is it? Is it a 7:15 kickoff? Who's playing? All right, cool. No. I'm not watching that.
Right.
I'm not watching the late game.
And
no,
you know
you're not? No, because you're going home.
Yet again, pay attention to the host. After dinner, if their eyes are getting a little bit droopy, get the hell out. You're done. They want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's 6 o'clock at night. They want to go to bed. Get the hell out of there.
Also, they've been working on that dinner for a day and a half, two days.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's not like it just happened.
10 things polite people don't do at Thanksgiving. Look out for the one who makes it awkward. While lively discussions are part of the gathering, steer clear of sensitive topics like politics, religion, money, health, or difficult relationships. If it's not something happy, don't talk about it. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steve said something that now I need to retaliate and educate him on what the truth is. No, you don't. Let him say it. Let him be the douchebag. Let it go.
And if I said it, you're wrong.
That's right.
I was at the hometown bar last night. Saw your ex making out with one of your buddies. Why would you bring that up?
Why?
Because I was the buddy. She still looks good, dude.
God.
You aren't kidding about her tongue.
Come on, give me an Eskimo kiss. Eskimo.
Come here, baby.
Does your current wife do what your ex does?
Oh, damn. She knows how to drive, you know what I mean?
Go ahead, take a whiff. I still smell like vanilla.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Look, told me she was the pole assassin.
Oh, damn. It's hard to get all this glitter off.
No. Oh, jeez. Look out for the food police. Don't comment on how much or little someone is eating. It is none of your business. Not today.
You already know. Just don't open your mouth.
You got enough there?
Enough. Yeah, I don't care. It's Thanksgiving.
Right. Good thing you bought a 22-pound bird, you know.
So I guess you're off your diet.
The way we can all eat.
There's like the stretchy jeans.
I can guess your New Year's resolution.
Get that plunger handy.
Don't worry, man. There's enough.
Jesus.
It's not going anywhere. God.
I brought a poop knife.
Can I bring anything for Thanksgiving? A poop knife, please.
God, that's a good thing, dude. Grab a plunger. If you're hosting, grab a doggone plunger and put it in every bathroom that you've got.
It's just a pain stir.
I really got one brewing. Can I use your upstairs bathroom?
Yeah, I know. That's right. Like,
let me lay it down where you lay down.
No. Oh, damn it. They call this one the fubber. Avoid fubbing, the phone snubbing. By giving your undivided attention to the company present, your phone can wait. The moments that you share might not. Phones should be switched to silent and kept away from the table. I do kind of agree with that one.
All they're going to do is someone texting you or calling you to say happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, look, man, you can step outside, call your folks if you can't, you know, if they're not there, or your brothers, your sisters, do all that, but just don't do it around everybody.
Give it the hour and a half of dinner time where you just don't touch it. Enjoy the people that are around you, and then you're all going to break. You're just going to grab dessert. You're going to go back in the living room. The game's going to be on. Conversation's going to be flowing. Then you can text people. It's all good. It can work.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You guys already ate? What time did you eat?
Yeah, right, 2 o'clock. No,
really? Oh, yeah. We ate 2 hours ago.
Anybody here suffered at the hands of the guest list crasher? Your host has thoughtfully prepared the guest list. Do not mess with it. Bringing someone who wasn't invited without checking with the host puts you, the uninvited guest, and the host in an uncomfortable spot.
Yeah, not on Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I have seen it, and it is awkward.
It doesn't go over. Oh, they'll get over it. No, they won't.
Also, they'll deal with it. Thanksgiving, oftentimes, there will be parents Or maybe even, like, you got to curtail some of the conversations.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Some of the conversations the four of us have, like, we can't have it on Thanksgiving Day in front of these people.
No, correct. Absolutely not.
And it's oddly on
not
us.
Not a damn thing. I'm just thinking about our time in the office this morning. You know, we saw that car up front. Had
that's right.
None of it.
Can't say that.
None of it.
That's right.
Funny as it might be.
I'll tell you off air, Ted. But that's, and the thing is, I kind of put it on myself because, you know, of what I do, I can kind of steer conversations a little bit. So if I hear it going the wrong direction, I almost take it upon myself, like, so how about them Seahawks?
Yeah, never just change it.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes I find myself, too, agreeing with stuff I do not agree with. I'm just like, you're right. That is the problem with this country.
Right, just to shut it down. Right. The problem is, here's the problem, is that when you agree with it, then they have to add on top of it. Oh, thank God you're listening to me, Ted. Now, let me tell you more. Like, no, let's just move on. Doggone it. The latecomer. Time is a gift, so arriving on time or within a reasonable window, up to 15 minutes after the appointed start time, is respectful. If you're bringing the appetizers, you should be on time. Arriving early is also a no-no.
Sorry I'm late.
It's Friday.
Right. It's
Friday. Why are you here now?
Friday. Got it. Dude, it's...
I brought my stuffing.
It's Friday.
Thanks.
Right. Just arrive on time. I always like to arrive fashionably late because I hate the awkwardness of being first. Like,
really?
I'm usually about 15 minutes late.
It depends. I mean, Thanksgiving, man, it's either friends or family, so I'm comfortable with everyone.
Right.
I don't care.
Just give me a beer.
My only problem was, you know, when I still lived around my parents, if I went to my parents' house for Thanksgiving, I was immediately put to work. So I'd be fashionably late for that.
I mean, as soon as I got there,
Stephen, I need you to do this, 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 and this. And it's not that I don't want to help. It's just that I really don't want to help.
Right. I'm a guest.
At all.
I haven't lived here in years.
I tried that. And she's like, you're still my son. Grab the goddamn dishes. Uh-huh. Set the table.
Yeah, I definitely one year bit off more than I could chew with promises of food I'd bring.
Uh-oh.
And I was like 90 minutes late. It was bad.
10 things polite people don't do at Thanksgiving. Number 3, the Inquisitor. It says it is rude to point at food and ask, what is that? If you're curious,
it's a turkey, dumbass.
Seriously, what is that?
Right, ask more politely, what smells so delicious? Or what are we having for dinner? If you have any food allergies, be sure to let the host know ahead of time.
Never seen that before.
Don't ever sit down at the table.
Is that going to make me poop the way it looks like it is?
I can't have cheese. Like, okay.
Have you ever been to a Thanksgiving where you did not recognize the food on
the table? I know! This is like going to
Dick's.
You're
talking about the gravy, you're talking about the turkey, you're talking about the ham, you're talking about the mashed potatoes, you're talking about the sweet potatoes, you're talking about the green bean casserole, you're talking about the cranberry sauce, you're talking about my butter sculpture. I mean, like,
going to
Thanksgiving.
Going to Thanksgiving dinner is like going to Dick's. The menu's been the same every single doggone year.
Yeah, you shouldn't be shocked.
Right. Anything that's new in there is this weird limited time only available item. Like, Grandma,
what a McRib.
You know what you can show up with? A bag of dicks.
Dude, we have plenty of food.
I know, but so what, man? Later on.
I got deluxes. Toss the bag of dicks to the kids' table.
Yeah, no
they
kidding.
Will thank you.
Devoured.
I did it on New Year's Day last year. Somebody had a very nice spread for the sugar bowl. But I was like, I still brought a bag of dicks.
There you go. The carcass dragger, they call him. So do your best to bring your best self to the event. Arrive with a smile and a kind word instead of an immediate list of complaints. Basically, that lump on the couch that does nothing. You know who does that. You know exactly who does that. That jackass that they didn't want to invite in the first place, but he's family, so we have to bring him in.
Why is there always that person?
I know.
I don't want to say who it is, but among my more extended family, any of the major holidays, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas, you name it. We all know this person's going to show up, and it's always the same thing.
He's family.
And you can't hate the guy, but he's super annoying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Super.
And he hangs on the fact that you're always going to invite him because he's family.
Yes.
You got to get him stoned and knock him out. Yeah, right. I mean, you got to just get him to the point where he can't talk.
And then this is the number one thing that polite people don't do at Thanksgiving. Do not be this person, the person that shows up empty-handed. Whether you contribute to the meal, bring a host a gift, or both, it's always polite to come with something. Bring a bottle, bring flowers, bring rolls. I don't give a damn. Bring something.
I was bringing
when you
a six-pack.
Exactly. And then you drink said six-pack.
Yeah, but that way I'm not drinking their stuff.
That's right. A man in South Korea went to great lengths to avoid military service, but you won't believe what he did, Miles.
What did he do?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?